Dead Migrant Found on Texas Ranch 80 Miles from Border. By Bob Price on July 24, 2019. Officials in Brooks County, Texas, recovered the body of a migrant who appears to have died while attempting to circumvent the immigration checkpoint located about 80 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The body appears to be that of a Guatemalan national. Dispatchers with the Brooks County Sheriff's Office sent Deputy Samuel Roses to a ranch located on U.S. Highway 285 west of Falfurrias, Texas. The ranch is located in an area known for migrant pickups after they complete their march around the Falfurrias Border Patrol checkpoint on U.S. Highway 281, according to information provided to Breitbart News by the Sheriff's Office. Deputy Roses arrived at the ranch on July 7 and made contact with a Border Patrol agent who escorted him along with the Justice of the Peace and a funeral home official 7 miles into the ranch. The Border Patrol agent advised the deputy he found the body while conducting a patrol operation in the ranch area. The deceased migrant appeared to have died about 7 miles short of where he would be picked up again by human smugglers. These smugglers are callous and ruthless when it comes to the health and safety of the migrants who pay them for their services, Brooks County Sheriff Benny Martinez told Breitbart News. If for any reason, a migrant cannot keep up with the people being smuggled, the smuggler will simply leave them behind to die. When Roses arrived on the scene, he observed a migrant male laying on his back underneath some trees. His arms appear to be extended above and to the side of his body. The deputy described the man as wearing jeans and no shirt. A search of the body revealed a Guatemalan ID card that was issued to 26-year-old Ricardo Horatio. The identity of the deceased man will be determined by the Webb County Medical Examiner's Office in Laredo, Texas. The Justice of the Peace made the statutory declaration of death and the funeral home took custody of the body for transportation to Webb County. Human smugglers drop off migrants on back roads in the southern half of the county and then take them on a hazardous march to the soft sand that makes up the soil conditions of these ranches. They typically tell the migrants it is a short hike around the Border Patrol checkpoint. However, the truth is, the march takes several days, leaving the migrants susceptible to the heat and other dangers along the trail. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.